Somalia's government set up gun collection points in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, today. Prime Minister Ali Mohamed Gedi has told Mogadishu residents to hand over their weapons by Thursday or be forcibly disarmed. Neighbouring Kenya sent troops and police to its border with Somalia, saying it would not allow fleeing Islamists to slip into the country. Somalia's government was able to defeat the Islamic courts, which ran the capital for much of last year, only with the help of the Ethiopian army. Bishop Giorgio Bertin is the apostolic administrator for Mogadishu. He says the interim government is still too weak to rule on its own.
The first thing is to provide a certain security. And by itself, it will not be able to do that. That's why the Ethiopian forces at the moment are a necessary presence for the transitional government. But I would really recommend that the Ethiopian forces get out of the country as soon as possible, keeping in mind that almost a month ago, at the level of the Security Council of the United Nations, there was a decision of sending an African peacekeeping force to support, in fact, the institutions of the transitional government. I would really recommend that this African force, supported by the UN, be put in place as soon as possible, so as to replace the forces of Ethiopia, which for many Somalis, I guess, are seen as a kind of occupying forces.